Welcome to the Injured to Elite podcast with your host, Dr. David Meyer, sports physical therapist, mental performance coach, and former Major League Baseball rehab coordinator for the St. Louis Cardinals. This podcast shares the many stories and strategies of those who have made the journey from injured to elite.
And welcome back to episode number 91 of the Injured to Elite podcast. This is a fun topic for me. This is a topic that I think many of you are going to want to hear, because I've heard from so many people over the years as I've gone down the path of meditation and mindfulness and integrating it into my personal and professional life. Yeah, I've thought about it, but I just can't sit still. It's not for me. Well, if it was for this guy right here that essentially had undiagnosed ADD, ADHD, whatever you want to call it, on top of not being able to sit still. I mean, literally, when I was a kid, I would climb everything. I was told when I was 2 years old, I went into the fridge and I took out a bottle of Pepsi climbing out of my crib. So if that little baby now meditates routinely, you can do it too. I'm going to give you a background on what I believe to be the method to go from being that person that says, I've thought about it, but it's just not for me, or I can't do it, to actually being able to integrate it into your life for a very good reason, because it works. It improves your life. I've done many episodes on mindfulness and meditation. I've had my mentor, John Denny, come on, who practices the Harmony exercise, which I practice as well. I've had Ford Dyke come on, who's got his PhD at Auburn and actually is leading a mindfulness-based initiative there. And he talks about how mindfulness and meditation starts with just simply being human, which I think was great. Not sure the episode number there, but if you haven't listened to that, go back and check that one out. We have episodes on conscious breathing, so many different things and concepts we've talked about all around the topic, but I haven't devoted an episode towards this, how to meditate if you think you just can't, or you think you don't have the discipline, you think you don't have the personality, you just can't do it. We're going to get you through that after you listen to this episode. That I can almost guarantee you if you actually take the steps that I'm going to share with you. I'm telling you, I was there. For me, it was back in 2017 when I spoke with my mentor, John Denny, and when I was telling him about my goals to get out of just being a staff clinician. This was a little bit after I worked in professional baseball with the Cardinals. His question to me was, well, all right, I hear you want to build this business and do all these things, but are you meditating, Dave? And kind of shook me, because John Denny does that. If you listen to any of my episodes with him, he's intense, and I love him for it. And I was like, meditation? I'm trying to get advice about mental performance coaching and how you've done it in your career. He's worked with PGA Tour golfers and all kinds of awesome people. And I kind of just froze. I'm like, meditation? I thought about it, but I think I even did it when I was in middle school because of my learning disability. I think one of my instructors or special education instructors once put me through some mindfulness, and I was like thinking about that and remembering that was kind of nice. It felt good, felt relaxing at the very least. So I actually took him up on it and I started doing the Harmony exercise. Shortly after, I started doing Headspace and I was building my own routine and enjoying it. And it's all based off of that reward-based learning. When we reap the benefits and we feel them, then of course we want to do more of it. So that certainly happens with me. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that every day I'm doing a meditation and feeling like it's easy, because it's certainly not. And I have different forms that I practice. But I've learned anything, it's that there's definitely no one-size-fits-all approach. I know that in this day and age, with everyone having these specialized skills and areas, people sell you on the idea that this is how you have to do it, that's how you have to do it. It's BS. I'm just going to put it out there. I do so many different forms of it, whether it's listening to certain sound frequencies, it's just totally me on my own in a place that means a lot to me, being in nature, being by water. If it's doing the Harmony exercise, if it's doing Headspace, coming up with different ones that I do on my own, a prayer, whatever it is, it means a lot of different things to me. If you want to know a little bit about the history of mindfulness, of course, meditation goes back into the ancient times, as far back as religion goes, really, right? But the mindfulness movement in the United States, at least, really took off in the 1970s with Jon Kabat-Zinn. And he really talked a lot about present moment awareness. And if you had to boil it down to anything, that is what it is. But I think that a lot of people misinterpret present moment awareness with controlling all your thoughts in the moment. I don't believe that. Maybe this is my style of meditation, and maybe I'll coin that as mine, the Dave Meyer approach, the Dr. David Meyer approach, the injured to elite approach, whatever we're going to call it. But just being aware of whatever's going on, some degree externally and then internally, I think that's a slam dunk. That's the home run right there. Sure, there's certain times when it's beneficial to try and let thoughts come and go, especially if you're having a panic attack, for example. But if you resist, it will persist, for sure. In those moments, fighting it will make it worse a lot of times, and your whole purpose of meditating goes out the window. Now that we talk a little bit about the history there, let's talk more about my beliefs. The first thing that you should frame in your mind, if you're this person, or not, just playing around with this, if you're inconsistent, let's say, but you can meditate, or you've done it successfully, I would have you ask yourself what your intention is for doing it. Why do you want to meditate? Even if that why is not that strong, and maybe you feel like, yeah, I'd like to do it, but I've given up on it, what's the reason you've been interested in it in the first place? For me, back in 2017, I was all about personal development, and I was open and receptive to all the angles that I needed to work on, whether it was my business skills, my content creation skills, my own level of, at the time, my relationship and devoting energy towards that. So I wanted it to work for all parts of my life. And certainly in the past, I was somebody that struggled to find my calm. I grew up in a household where my mother was very high strung, and I think that poured over to me. And when I was living in Los Angeles, maybe that was part of it. I zenned out, that's for sure. So maybe the situation was right for me in that moment, but my why for meditating was wanting to change how I react in situations and let that help me achieve all my other goals, relationship goals, business goals, so on and so forth. So what's yours? Why do you want to meditate, and what's your interest in it? If you listen this far, then you definitely have some level of intention with it. The conventional sports rehab process can be isolating, frustrating, and downright ineffective. Whether you're an injured athlete or work with them, I have found that training the mind is the X factor in making a true injured to elite transformation. This podcast was born through the writing of my book, Injured to Elite, a guide to empowering yourself to transform your life after injury, available in all formats, including paperback, audio, and ebook on Amazon. In addition to my book, I've also founded the Injured to Elite online community, who have access to my coaching, mentorship, network, and premium content. Click the appropriate links in the show notes if you're looking to take those next steps in your Injured to Elite journey, and send me a DM at Dave M. Meyer on Instagram if you want to learn more. Back to the show. Once you're able to get really in touch with that, and think about that curiously, take something out of the mindfulness textbook, so to speak, get really in touch with it. Once you get there, the next step I have for you is this. Don't meditate. For those of you that have listened to my episode with Dr. Judd Brewer, he's a psychiatrist and neuroscientist and did a lot of work on implementing mindfulness for burnout in physicians, overeating, smoking cessation, essentially looks at anxiety as a habit loop. So he applies mindfulness to different types of people or different types of situations with different habits. He looks at anxiety as the habit. So he also applies the same concept to even anxiety, which also can lead to burnout. Anyway, that's another episode, another point. But what he would do is he would actually go encourage his clients to go out there and do the bad habit. So if they were a smoker, he would tell them to go out and smoke. And the reason he would do that was so people would become aware of not just the trigger to want to do it, but also be aware of how they felt after. And it's all based on reward-based learning. So he calls it that first gear where you're kind of relearning the benefit you receive from what you're doing. I took this and I thought about it and realized that meditation is the same thing. The habit loop of sitting down trying to clear your thoughts and being unsuccessful with that, creating that habit loop of not wanting to sit still, is the same thing. So if you're that person that can't sit still like I was, then don't sit down and meditate. Go keep doing your thing. Don't do it at all. But, and there's a but and a caveat, because I couldn't just leave you with that, because that would be a scam. I want you to go through your day, and instead of trying to meditate, take that why, that intention that we talked about earlier, that you identified. For me, it was finding my calm and wanting to improve my life, or have things, I should say, go more my way. So in a moment in the day when I was feeling agitated, or I felt like something didn't go my way with my work with an athlete or with a potential new work opportunity, whatever it was, apply awareness to that, how I'm feeling. And that's it. That's all I want you to do. I don't want you to control those situations. I just want you to be aware of them. That's it. No more than that. It's going to take, even for that, a little bit of practice, but that is a no-fail opportunity. I mean, literally, just be aware. Just remember. And if you don't remember, no worries. Just in some of those moments, try and do that. Set that intention right now. Tell yourself, when I feel myself out of calm, in, as they say, dis-ease, right? Just bring yourself to that awareness, what your thoughts are in that moment. Are the thoughts, I'm angry about the situation, I'm feeling upset? That's it. Just identify it. Be aware of it. Just use a little curiosity in that moment. Doesn't have to take long. Could be literally seconds. This is already getting you to meditating, essentially. Just, we look at certain words and we hear certain words and we tend to put a lot of weight on them, when really the word is just something for us to classify an idea or make sense of something. But we let that sometimes get in the way of actually taking action, which is not good. And this is a perfect example of that. So now we know what our why is and our attention. We're now applying some concept of this during the day. What's the last step? The last step of this whole thing, when you're ready to take a few moments to, whatever you want to call it, meditate, be mindful. You can come up with another word, by the way. You can call it my time out. Don't call it meditation. Don't call it mindfulness. Call it, I don't know, your time out, or make it sound more positive, your me time. When you have your me time, don't try and do any of the classic meditation techniques. Make it super, super simple. All I want you to do is just be aware. Just take the time. You could set a timer, 2 minutes. It could be miserable. That's fine. And have your me time. If your thoughts come in about the frustrating moment you had at work or what you want to eat for dinner, good. Let them come in. Don't do anything with them. Just embrace it. Be aware of it. The fact that you're even aware of what's going on is already a success. I know this sounds probably like too super simple and too easy, and that's why I'm bringing this episode to you, because it should be, and it is. And as I'm talking through this, realizing that the most important thing you might be able to do is changing the word you use for mindfulness or meditation, calling it your me time. Have more me time. Don't get so tripped up on words because of social media and what you hear from others. Remember, it is a practice. It's something that will get easier in some ways over time, whatever that means, but it shouldn't really be something that you have to necessarily be better at. There's times when you're early on in the process and you get more out of it than you do when you're more experienced. Sometimes when the threshold is lower, so to speak, the benefits are more powerful, right? It's like your first love. You fall harder that first time sometimes. Okay, so now you're going to be one of those people that was like me, that couldn't sit still, that was a little monkey jumping around as a kid, that was me, and now you're somebody that can actually take action on your intention to be more mindful and meditate, or take your me time. Do me a favor, share this with somebody. Say, I heard this guy, Dr. Dave, he talks about it differently. Next time they mention the word mindfulness or meditation, tell them to listen to this episode. I'm looking forward to hearing some stories from people that actually are able to implement this and take some action. But enjoy it. Have fun with it. It shouldn't be uncomfortable. It shouldn't be a bad experience overall. And I think it could be quite a good one. Another quick episode for you. You might see a video on social media that makes some of these same points. So give me some love there on Instagram at Dave M. Meyer. Also on TikTok. I think my handle is the same thing. And we will be talking soon. More content soon. Have a great rest of your day.
Go to drdavidmeyer.com to find out more about David, the Injured to Elite Network, and his book, Injured to Elite.